I'm now being joined by Appleton Parkersburg baseball coach Brett Klesbys to preview this sub-state final here with Roland Story. Coach, thanks for the time here. Just going back to, you know, Saturday one more time, a huge win for the team down at West Marshall. Not only do you, you know, beat the number one team, you shut those guys out here as well. I just kind of want to get your final thoughts on, you know, that win and how it's kind of propelled you guys forward now.
Yeah, just confidence for sure, just knowing that we can kind of compete with anybody, and so just it goes a long ways in that aspect, and just to play good baseball, no errors, and defensively, and just being able to play defense behind Devin, who like I said had pitched probably the best I'd seen him pitch in 5 years, and so just in command of his pitches, and being able to just be able to add some hits behind him and just give him a little bit of confidence going in, knowing we had some, you know, a lead. And then again, in the third, fourth inning there, we added a few, and just confidence going 5-0 and being able to shut it down went a long way. So you can just kind of tell there's a little bit more pep in their step this last couple of days of practice. And so, you know, just trying to really focus on Roland Story and what they're, you know, historically have done, a very good ball club down there with Coach Hill at Roland Story. And so, yeah, just getting the guys mentally prepared and, you know, the confidence behind the win on Saturday goes a long ways.
Yeah, and you had mentioned it, but you've been performing at a really high level defensively here throughout the two postseason games. You had mentioned having no errors against West Marshall. I want to say there were two against Grundy, but like you held those guys to one run, you shut out West Marshall. Just how has your team been able to just, you know, remain poised, not getting rattled in certain situations defensively and things like that here in these postseason games?
Yeah, having all but two guys playing that postseason game last year with Wes and Jackson not playing in that district final last year goes a long ways to just being able to kind of keep composed and knowing that we need to stay in it. And, you know, what happened last year was, you know, we're up 6-0 and then 6-4 and then 7-6 and then, you know, so on and so forth. But just being able to stay in mentally and locked in and just knowing that, you know, we can't let up at any time and let our guard down, knowing that, you know, they were the number one team in the state and they were able to do a lot of damage this year with, you know, I think 34 wins, I believe. And so, just having the confidence there. I think the two errors in that Grundy Center game were two bad hops. Jackson's took a bad hop over his head at short, and then Coop had a bad hop as well at second, and those were our two errors in Grundy. And then, you know, able to play clean baseball against West Marshall, which we absolutely needed to do, and limit mistakes, and so that was nice. So we know that, you know, baseball is, it's, there's things coming, and just the way you handle them is big opponent as well mentally.
Roland Story, a team from the heart of Iowa Conference that, at least in the Bound area, you've never faced them before. So under 500 too, coming into the sub-state game. So not something that you see very often, but just your thoughts on them. I know they kind of threw their ace pitcher against D&H the other night, but, you know, what are these guys looking like?
Yeah, very young team from what looking at, you know, Bound and all that. They think they start four or five freshmen and an eighth grader and have one senior who they threw the other night and a sophomore. So, very historically very good ball club down at Roland Story. Haven't faced them. Have seen a little video on them. They like to play small ball, and so we're just going to be able to cover bunts and field bunts well and kind of limit mistakes that way. So I know postseason, they kind of seems like they kind of ramp up. We watched them last year. We hosted and got they played that first game. And so I think that's one of them. They won that first round game last year on a couple bunts. And so just knowing what they do that way, we'll kind of have to be prepared for that. But yeah, throwing their ace and throwing our ace, we're kind of both in the same situation. And we'll go probably our number two guys, most likely. And so we'll see what we can, you know, get out of those guys.
And it's turning out here going into these all these sub-state games here throughout the state here on Tuesday night. There's going to be four NICL teams with a chance to advance to the state tournament. What does that say about this league? Obviously, you guys, as it turns out, you've had a pretty good good strength of schedule throughout the year, and it's going to be a great night for the league.
Yeah, just that's what we're kind of talking about today at practice, just knowing how tough our conference is and being able to lean on that. I know Roland Story has played a tough conference, or a tough schedule as well, it looks like, looking at Bound and all that. So they played some big-name schools, Johnson's and West Marshall's and PCM and those guys. And so they'll be tested as well. But yeah, it's kind of cool to have those four. Usually you kind of see it in volleyball and, you know, some dominance on this way of, but it's nice to see the baseball guys kind of represent Northeast Iowa as well.
All right. And my last question here for you, as always, when it comes to keys to the game, what do you got in mind for this one in order to, you know, punch that ticket to state?
Yeah, just kind of hopefully kind of overcoming the nerves. And, you know, there's a lot on the line. The boys know that. But just being able to watch the guys the last couple games, and especially the last two games, just seeing their poise and you know, being relaxed and not being too uptight. And the biggest thing Coach Hoff and I have kind of stressed this year is just, you know, having fun, enjoy playing baseball. You know, we talked to them a little bit this morning in practice just about, you know, they've earned it. They deserve it. And they've gotten this far of how they played. And so just kind of keep doing what we're doing. And, you know, again, limit mistakes and body language. And, you know, we just have to play our game and worry about us. And I think the rest will take care of itself, hopefully.
That's AP baseball coach Brett Cluspies. Thank you so much for the time, coach. And we'll catch after the game.
Yep. Appreciate it. Thank you.